Breakfilm Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and I'm joined by Andy Becker, who composed the music of the film David. So thank you very much for joining. So to start off, we were just saying a little before the interview that you're not actually from the Czech Republic, and this is a Czech production.
That's correct, yeah. I'm actually from London originally, and recently moved to Holland, but I've got a long relationship with people from Prague and the Czech Republic.
Oh, right.
And I know a lot of sort of artists and directors.
Yeah.
And
is that how did you meet Jan, and how did you begin collaborating with each other?
Jan went out with a friend of mine. So she's one of my best friends back home, and they lived here. She opened up a lingerie shop in Prague. It didn't do very well, so she moved back to London, and they broke up, but we all stayed friends. And yeah, I started working on with him about 3 years ago.
Oh, right. So this isn't the first collaboration between you?
No, we did a short film called People Involved.
Yeah.
That was 2010, yeah.
Yeah. And when did you find out about David, which is his feature directorial debut?
Yeah, so he sort of approached me. He said he was having a competition for composers, and we work really, like, we like enjoy working together, so he sort of encouraged me to submit an app. A piece of music, sort of an application, if you will, and and we sort of took it from there, really.
And what was your method of work? In other words, did you see the script, was the piece finished when you were approached?
So no, if we had sort of a test shot, and he sort of came to me with some sort of inspiration or, you know, some ideas, some sort of music he liked. As a starting point, and then I had rough footage, so then I did a load of ideas, some of which he didn't like. We threw him in the bin, and then some of them he liked, and then I came over to Prague last August and stayed for a week, and we watched the test screenings, and that's when I got a real sort of idea about what I'd be doing for the final thing.
Yeah, and let's try to explain to our listeners what kind of music is presented in this film, and also how it affects the tone of the film. This is a film that relies on the dialogue, and actually achieves a lot through actual lack of dialogue and a building up of the mood and atmosphere to make the story really come across well. And I want to know from you how the music actually achieves that.
So, I mean, my approach, I mean, it's focused around David, and David is entering an alien world, and I wanted the music to sort of I mean, it's a drama, but I wanted it to transport you this otherworldly quality to the music, almost like a science fiction.
Right.
You know, maybe not as far as that, but yeah, I certainly wanted to give it that extra sort of quality, which I think the shots, and because it's quite an ordinary, it's quite an ordinary drama, but I think that the shots and the sound build to something a little bit further. Yeah.
What kind of instruments did you use?
I used a guitar mainly. I did a lot of sampling, did a lot of processing, reverb. I used a bow, and I sampled a few kitchen appliances. So yeah, there was just a lot of things thrown into the mix, and then a lot of editing and reduction. Yeah.
Yeah. So as a musician, you're very open to experimentation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's got to be exciting and new. So
exploring different territories, and not just within the actual narrative, but also the boundaries of music itself.
Yeah, I mean, just the boundary, always trying to push forward and always trying to do something fresh, and yeah, we'll continue to do so.
Cool. And let me ask you this, you do music for films, but you must also, you know, be involved in other activities concerning music. Tell us a little bit about that. Tell us about you and what kind of music you play.
Well, I've been in bands forever, and at the moment I'm sort of putting together a kind of kraut rocky shoegaze stuff.
Nice.
Which, yeah, you know, like I've got a band going at the moment, so yeah, we're just getting material together for that. Yeah, I guess I play guitar, bass, and do keys. So yeah, we've had a lot of projects over the years, some not so good, some all right, but you know, maybe more not so good than good, but yeah, it happens. Yeah.
So shoegazing band, is that a bit of a Jesus and Mary Chain thing going on?
Yeah, a bit of Jesus and Mary Chain.
I'm into that.
My Bloody Valentine, you know, things like that, you know.
Yeah.
Anything with a lot of reverb and, you know,
loud
guitars.
What about a future project? Is there anything in film that you're working on currently?
No, I mean, we finished this up. I'm always open to working with Jan in the future. He's a good friend, and I really love working with him. I also work with a UK-based director called James Batley, who has... Yeah, he does, like, 8mm sort of super dark, kind of, like, almost, occult, sort of themed short horror movies. So, you know, hopefully I'll work with James again on some of his future projects. And, I'm just open to any projects that may come my way.
Cool, that sounds great. And this is your first time in Carlo Vivari, so that's it's another reason to celebrate.
Yeah, definitely.
How do you find it anyways? Is this the first film festival you're at?
Yeah, it's the first film festival. I mean, it's all like, it's all a novelty.
Yeah.
I like having this and
a badge,
getting free beers. It's always nice. Geez.
Where? Tell me. Everywhere. Yeah, you find it. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.